Here we go again. Starting our podcast up since we haven't did one since when? Do you know, Elias?
The latest one that I remember is the part two by family. After that, I don't know what podcast.
So not in since February? I know I've recorded something, but we haven't really done like a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got the questions?
No.
You want to go from top of your head? I can hand you. Of course, we're heading back over on this one. Gotta just keep doing the promotion on this book until we continue. Okay, so started off kind of wrong. Sorry, having mic difficulty.
Are we gonna keep this part in?
Yeah, it's recording.
Woo-hoo.
Gotta be real, right? So,
hey guys, welcome back to the video. Hey guys,
you ready? Want to come closer? Because I don't know unless you want to move the mic back and forth. All right, gonna move the mic back and forth then. So, you ready? You wanna? So let me just start off by just reading a summary of my of the book I wrote for my children. So, I'll give you a backstory about what happened. My son started this group with the Battle of the Books, right?
Yeah.
So, when he was going through the Battle of the Books, he got a few books that came from his school. It was donated. A group of kids, you join, right? You just volunteer to participate, or they picked you?
They picked me, and they asked someone to join. At first, I wanted to say no, but I said yes.
Okay. So Elias got picked for the Battle of the Bands. Sorry, my son is in the
Battle
background.
Bands.
Sorry, Battle of the Bands. Battle of the Books. Book like a band. Books.
Batman.
I'm going to say sorry for my son, Ty Ty. He is listening to his music on his iPad.
Mom, we're going to get copyright for this.
I know. I do not own the rights to any of this background music that my son is listening to on Callan Academy, which is a beautiful app for children. So he's on there, he is listening, and he is enjoying it. Okay, so I don't own the rights. My son got one in this book called The Schomburg.
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 This, the backstory of Schomburg, my backstory Schomburg. Of this name, this famous name. When I was a child, we moved to New York City, Harlem, Harlem, USA. Harlem is a part of a neighborhood in Manhattan. So we moved to Manhattan, and we actually lived one block, which is just a street. A block, we call it in New York City, because a block is, everything is made like in squares and rectangles. So we call it a block. So the block was around the block. And we used to, my sister and I, who is pictured and discussed in the book. And, you know, I'm glad that she was okay with it, but it didn't reveal anything besides something that happened years and years ago. But we used to go there a lot because my mom loved to read and she loved knowledge. And she came to America and she had to rebuild herself up. So we spent a lot of time in a Schomburg library. And to learn about the man named Schomburg was amazing. So when I seen the book and it had pictures, I said, you know what? I've been trying to write a book for my children forever. And the best thing for me to do is to put pictures in it. Because you know why? The job that I work in, we like looking at pictures. So why not? That just represents who I am. All right, I just made a long pause. Sorry.
It's Coco Melon.
So, Coco Melon. I don't own the rights to Coco Melon. Sorry. So,
speak loud.
I am speaking loud, Elias.
Loud, Derek. This mic,
everything, right? All right, so let's get back into this. I'm going to read an overview of the book and a little bit about me in the snapshot of the overview. Ife, my name means love, is about the journey of my life in America. I spoke with an accent. No. I moved to America when I was about 5 years old. I turned 6 that year. Very young, very little. I had an unusual name. And I spoke with an accent. The book is about me finding love for my name and the obstacles I have overcome. Of course, there's been many obstacles. Obstacles, good. But... So, you know, I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. I was born there, came up here very young. So I can say that I'm Americanized, you know, I'm Harlemite. I grew up in Harlem, Manhattan. Harlem is a neighborhood in Manhattan. I'm a Harlemner, Harlem. So I did something cool on this thing. So, you know, and I finished school, finished college. Thank you, Jesus. Had children. Thank you, Jesus. Got married. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm also serving. So let's start it off, Elias, my son, who does this podcast with me. Can you ask a few questions? Let me go ahead and answer it. Answer it. I'm so cool. You want to come closer to this thing? All right. Go ahead.
What could be A? Okay. Do you think your name was worth to be unique?
Yes. In the beginning, no. Because it was so different. And then I came to find out there's so many people named Ife. Especially in Nigeria. There's so many people with this name. It's not an uncommon name. It's a common name. But to me, coming from the islands, having a name that is so different, and to learn that I didn't really start pronouncing my name correctly until like my uncle, who God rest his soul, he passed away. He was married. He was married to a Nigerian woman, and she was like, you know, my mom would say it with an accent, Ife, Ife. But it's still right. She's still saying it right. Ife is Ife. And then my, you know, my Nigerian aunt, kind of, you can say, it was my mom's first cousin, but she said my name and she talked about it, which my mom already knew what it meant because, of course, anytime she named us with a purpose. So it's like I named my kids with a purpose. I needed to know, make sure that they had a strong name and it meant something. It meant
I don't know what my name means.
You know what it means. It's a Hebrew name, and it means son of one. I told you this so many times, Elias.
What does Tiberius' name mean?
Tiberius is his name is a Roman name, and it's stems from like empire, emperor. He's more like, huh?
His name means kingdom out.
It does. It's not. It means to have a king. It comes with a king name. Don't mean that you're out. Midnight. Please go away from the table. You're in the courts. Thank you.
I know how bad you wanted to say something different, but since we're on a podcast,
no. He is on my feet because I'm roasted in almond. Go ahead.
What?
Almond oil. That's why.
When you had trouble pronouncing other people's name, was it because of your accent?
Somewhat of my accent and somewhat about me not taking the time out to actually sound out each and every syllable and word in there, syllable and you know, just the stuff in there. I didn't really take my time to sound it out, you know. So, yes, I had trouble pronouncing people's name because I didn't take time to actually pronounce it or ask them, how do you pronounce your name, you know?
Like Werner von Braun. And his thick German
who?
Accent. Werner von Braun. Werner von Braun. The guy who built that giant Saturn E5B. Next question.
What's the next question, Elias?
I wonder why people call college, I wonder why Americans call college the American dream.
Because it is the American dream. Basically, you know, it's important to continue to educate yourself and going on to college. Right now, I mean, getting a college degree is more of something that you want to honor your family with, because people see a lot of people do excel without one. I mean, look at me. I actually excelled without it, even though I went back and got my college and degrees, my, you know, associates to bachelor's to master's, you know. But there's a lot of people that didn't get a college degree and still excelling and entrepreneurs. So it's basically about honoring your family, because it used to be a traditional thing where you would continue to grow, because that wasn't opportunities there for African Americans besides them creating their own historically black colleges. And, you know, you kept going because in order for you to have certain things, you were supposed to be educated to obtain it. So yes, that is an American dream. And, you know, other places that are immigrants like me, you know, come from in another place and being an immigrant in this country, that was an American dream for me. All right, Elias, just go ahead and leave the mic alone like that. We're fine. We'll just switch it around. Next question. Go ahead, talk in the mic.
You don't own the right to these songs. Sorry. Looking for a Le Grande good question. Okay. Why did you want to become a lawyer?
Because I love to argue. Can you not tell? Can you not tell? Mommy likes to debate all the time.
Mommy likes to debate
all the time. But when I did an internship at a legal aid society, and when I was in high school, and that's when I realized it takes a lot to be a lawyer. It's not just something you think you can be. You have to actually ground yourself, be patient, go through college, as in go through that 4 year, the undergrad, and even in law school. I mean, you can learn what you can learn in your undergrad, but you still have to continue, and it doesn't stop. So, not that I didn't not, I lost the dream of becoming one, it's just that my life went into a different path, you know?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I'm thinking.
You're thinking?
I'm thinking.
It's almost bedtime anyway.
I'm virtual.
It doesn't matter if you're virtual. You still got to go to sleep early. You see these kids? I'm telling you, they got the good life right now. Technically, Elias been going into the school building, but just because, you know, something happened with COVID positive, he has to stay home. You know, not him, but just the entire class, because I don't know who it is.
Only two people weren't involved in it, so they're in the class.
Yeah, so, you know.
And I even used to build catching.
Okay, you got to come to the mic, Lions.
And I even used to
Don't talk that way. I can't understand you. One more question.
Do you like the man Tyrese?
In my youth, yes, because he was a singer and he can sing. And I remember the commercial for the he did the Coca-Cola commercial, and that's when he came around. But now he's an actor. He barely sings, but you know, I always follow. You know, you get stuck in a certain age group. But I love me some soca music. Soca, I am team soca. All right, Elias, you have anything to add before we wrap this up? You have another question?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you feel like you achieved?
Okay, go ahead.
Do you feel like you achieved your wish of being fearless and independent like your cousin?
I did. I have achieved that. I achieved. Okay, Elias, that book is getting bent up, man. Give me the book, please. You're bending the book up. Look. This is one of the good copies, and you bend it up.
No, it's a casual copy.
No, it's not your copy.
That's a casual.
Yeah. So, sorry. When you got a new baby, you want to keep it crispy and new. Anyways,
I'm not new.
I'm talking about the book.
Let me get it out. The Earth spun around the sun 11 full times ever since I've been here. The Earth spun around the sun 11 times. And guess what? I'm 11 and a half.
Amen. Yeah, I feel like in life, one thing I know I got to continue to do is continue to educate myself, be patient, take my time, continue to trust in God, have faith, love my family. That's all that really matters, to be honest, you know, because life is short. I just want to continue to honor my mom. I'm not really, how can I say it? I feel like I'm honoring her when I'm trusting in God and having faith. I think when I lose faith and I'm scared and I'm worried and all these things bother me, I kind of like let my mom down, but she is my angel. And I know that I have to continue to trust in the Lord. That's all I can do. Love my family, recognize things, speak up when I see injustice. Be a difference. And that's one thing about me, one thing that gravitates me to stay in the military is to be a difference to people that look like myself. Be a difference, be representation, and be diverse. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for, you know, coming and enjoying this impromptu Q&A question and answer with my son Elias. And my son Tiberius, and myself.
Was the person in the background playing all that copyrighted music stuff?
I know, right? He over here, just doing his thing.
You gotta use Tiberius' piggy bank in case somebody gets
it. I know, right? I do not own the rights to any of the background music that my son Tiberius is listening to. So we're about to head, go to bed. Have a blessed night, day, morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Signing off, Military Mama and her kids.